Today we're going to take time to visit with the legendary John Rosa from your Boone County Landfill Recycling Center. He is the man about town.
Wow. Okay.
All right there. Hey, we got a blue bin. No, we'll talk about that in a minute. But again, John joins us, and again, we usually spend time talking about what can we do to preserve our landfill.
We can't.
I mean, we can extend life. That's what we're not going to make this last forever, people.
Yep.
Just there's a time frame here. It is finite.
Yep. And you just hit on it. That was the word right there. Finite space. What we have is what available is what we're going to have for the future. We need to be able to make it last as long as possible for our future, but that's it. And that's where we're at. That's the doom and gloom kind of speech about it. But, you know, we have some space. We just want to make sure we're doing the best we can with the available space, maximizing
it.
So, yeah.
And the big way to help there is appropriate recycling.
Yes.
I would like you to have better markets, though, so we could recycle more stuff. I mean, people, you know, you got to admit, a lot of people really, they think they could recycle a lot of stuff, but, and they would if they could.
Yeah. But there's a lot of stuff that, you think, well, this should be recycled, or just, I wish it would. And those are some of the underlying issues that we deal with at the recycling center and transfer station is, can it? Well, maybe somewhere, but not through us. Is part of it. So we take what we can. I would love it if everything could be. That would be wonderful.
You would be doing really well.
Yeah, and then we could really maximize that space. But fact is, there's a lot of stuff that cannot be. Just look at your regular household garbage, your garbage can at home in your kitchen, whatever room you have different containers in. Can that stuff be recycled? And no, it's all mixed together. It's all kind of nasty. You know, cold and flu season, and man, everyone's sick lately. You know, you got all the wrappers from medicines, you know, Kleenexes, all that.
All the Kleenexes.
Stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Try recycling that one, you know. Good luck.
No, thank you.
It's a pass. But then all the household garbage, all that stuff that's mixed together. And it, all the nasty stuff that it's got to go somewhere. And fortunately, we have a landfill. It's a good thing in the process, even though it'd be like, oh, it's kind of nasty and gross. But just what would you do with your stuff? What would you do with your waste if we didn't have our landfill? So we have it. We want to preserve it. We want to have it as long as possible. And that's our goal. So that's what we've been working at.
Just keep working at it. Yep. Keep doing that. All right. I did want to talk about, obviously, the big thing that you guys were doing. And we've done a lot of great work over the years, the recycling, the office paper, and things like that. But you've really made that commitment to go, let's go first for the cardboard, because we can recover some dollars here.
Yeah.
And so far, again, got a new truck. But how has it been working? I mean, as the... not mechanically and stuff like that, but you know, the big thing was you were building this program, and it was work in progress. So are we making progress?
We are. It's been slow. It's a test of patience, I guess, on getting to that point, but we did unload our first round of cardboard and sold it. So that part of it is going okay. You know, now we need wellness. We need the healthy people to be able to run the truck and continue picking stuff up. But we're having some issues with that. Hopefully it's temporary, and we'll get back on track. But the goal is every Thursday that we would be unloading our truck down in Des Moines and Grimes to unload the cardboard there. So we're kind of shifting the route a little bit. Instead of just going on a Monday through Friday kind of mentality, we're kind of actually going on a Thursday late morning through Thursday early morning, because that's what we'll in that time we're going to be unloading our cardboard. So after we unload Thursday morning, then we'll run the route to pick up paper and pick up the plastics, the other stuff, and small amounts of cardboard. So if you have a business that has, you know, a few boxes and then mostly paper, we're not going to pull that out and make another stop just to grab the cardboard.
Okay.
So we're going to pull that all together and do that with our paper stops, which would be after we unload. And then we're going to pick that stuff up, bring it back to our transfer station, and get that added to our regular mix of recycling. But then on Monday, start collecting cardboard for the next 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Right.
Thursday morning, grab the last bit as we head out of town and unload. And then that's part of the plan and the process to run it that way. Last time we dropped off cardboard last week, it was just shy of two and a half tons. So okay. Recouping some of the costs of that, we're not putting into our semi at the transfer station also. Mm-hmm. So we're saving money that way, and we're able to sell some. So we're trying to lessen the burden, the expense burden that that we have with recycling, so to do it this way.
Now, down in Des Moines, our recycling location down there, do they separate out their cardboard? And so this would just take it off of their market, but it right. is something that we could do, and we would get recover at least some of those funds,
right.
some of those resources. Yep. But the next part, because we were one of the stops where they would come by on a Wednesday and pick up, now we got a blue bin. We got a blue bin, Jeff.
Yes.
Yeah. It's inside in the back, but I've already got paper in it.
Good.
And stuff like that. Now, can we put plastics in there, stuff like that, and the cardboard you mentioned, so small amounts, whatever.
Yep.
But they will come by really once a week, maybe?
It'll vary.
Okay.
What we're telling folks is, you know, it's a work in progress. We're trying to figure out when's the best time for us to go. So
sure.
We understand that people may not have a lot of space to store a container in the recycling, you know, but we're asking some for some cooperation, I guess, on their behalf to say, yeah, we'll store as long as possible. Here's a container for you. Put all your papers and stuff in there, and then try to keep it as long as possible in a reasonable amount. We're not talking months, but
no,
more
you,
like.
But you might change your route to maybe a monthly stop instead of
yeah,
or every 2 weeks or whatever,
yep.
whatever you can figure out. Because again, still a work in progress.
Right. Yep. And if we were stopping by your business once a week and you had one bag of paper, what we're looking at is here's a container. You can put a lot more in there. Maybe we can get you a couple weeks. Maybe it's a month.
Yeah.
But we're really trying to work out some of the glitches in the system, figure out what's most efficient for us to be able to stop by and pick up the bags. And actually, we're trying to get away from the bags, go into the carts now.
Sure.
Since we have our the new truck, we can utilize the carts and have that and take the burden off of our employees to have to throw the bags in the container. So now we use the carts instead, wheel them out. The machine will do it for them. So we're trying to take care of our employees as well.
Yeah. And that's one thing a lot of people may not realize, because it's been a while since we've done any kind of America Recycles Day or anything mm-hmm. like that. But you do have a big service area where you go and pick up office paper, things like that, white paper.
Yep.
And stuff. So it's a pretty substantial service area.
It is.
I'm going to say, yep. because you got a lot, I mean, you know, there's a lot of schools that participate.
Yep.
There's a lot, and they make it their mission, at least during the school year.
Right. And, you know, the price is right. It's free. This is a service we do. But this is also our expectation and our, you know, our ask, our kind of request, our, you know, not demand, but, you know, the expectation level of work with us on this. You know, we're mm-hmm. going to save you, save businesses an expense by not throwing away so much stuff. So you don't have to pay for more garbage service. Mm-hmm. So this diverts it. It does the right thing with it. That's our skin in the game, so to speak, is to say, and we're involved in this too. We want you recycling. We want to be able to support that any way we can. So we're able to do that. For now, it's still at no charge. I'll always throw that disclaimer out there. You know, things could change, but we want to keep it free. We want to keep it as efficient as possible. No excuses that it would be too expensive or whatever else it might be for any of those charges. So, you know, it's the expectation. We're doing this on our dime. So please help us, work with us. Be patient, understanding while we make these changes to our route, and we'll hopefully get you taken care of on a regular basis.
So I'm going to that charge part, because yeah. a lot of people, recycling in Boone County is all done voluntarily. How is that funded? Because obviously it does cost. You got to pay people for it. You got truck, you got fuel, you got... So let's talk about our recycling. Yeah, again, done basically free to the public, but how do we pay for that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, is there a magic grant somewhere? Or?
There's not. Oh. Ultimately, the recycling center falls under the landfill department. So it's the landfill and recycling department for Boone County. The fees that we charge for tipping fees for the landfill process, for landfill and your waste, all that money pays for all of our services. We don't take tax dollars, and recycling comes out of that. So it indirectly built into a tipping fee, essentially, okay. Since that's paying for everything. If you just cut to it, here's the money comes in from our tipping fees for the charges for the garbage coming in, and then everything is funded through that. So the recycling is indirectly built into that.
Okay. I was just curious because do they ask you every once in a while, how do you pay for a free service like that? Well, it's free for us. It does cost.
Yep. And, there is the expense.
There is an expense, and we see it in what we pay to have our solid waste taken to the landfill.
Yeah. And you can say, well, we shouldn't have to pay for that, you know, if that's coming out of there. But look at our rates, too, comparatively to what others are doing. We are still on the low end. I don't know if we're in the bottom 10%. We used to be one of the lowest in the state. Still in the bottom, probably third, definitely in the bottom half of what our tipping fees are. So we still keep the rates reasonable. We're just trying to do everything we can to preserve our space. So there is that argument, you know, well, it's so cheap that, well, so what? Let's just throw it away. Who cares? Because it doesn't cost that much to throw it away. Just throw it all away. Please don't. Yeah. I mean, that's wasting our space. So, I mean, that's the trade-off. We try to do the right thing, make it reasonable so you can throw it away the correct way and not throw it in ditches or do illegal burnings or anything like that. You know, do the right thing with it and landfill it. So we do try to keep the rates reasonable. But then that mindset of, wow, it's so cheap that we can just throw everything away. And there's the contradiction. So
until it's not and it's filled up,
right,
then it gets to be really expensive.
Yeah.
So far we're not planning for a transfer station, anything like that, but because we still have opportunities, one of the things you're looking at is of course, are we going to be able to have harvesting of methane from the landfill? And I know there's a group that's working on that. I don't know how frequently they visit. They have new people coming in and things like that, but you're still on the list as far as I know.
Yep. That's about as far as I know, too. I haven't had a lot of communication with them, but they were moving ahead with it in the last conversation that I had directly with them. That there's several projects in the state that they're working on, so I think they're extra busy, and maybe we're not the first priority right now, which is okay as long as we're on their radar and continue to move forward. I think that's a good thing. So, yeah, talking about collecting that the methane from the landfill, it's naturally occurring with all the garbage being contained that it produces that. So capture that, clean it, turn it into natural gas is their plan. And, I'd love to see some actual progress, you know, see some.
Come out here, show me the plan where the building's going to be and what we're going to be doing.
Let's lay it out. Let's design this thing. I'd love to see that going on, but got to be patient with that, too.
So our existing cells that we have out there, you're into, you got one more big one?
Maybe one more, yep.
Okay. Are we, how far, I shouldn't ask you how far away are we? Because the last one came a lot quicker than many people thought.
Two did, yeah. The previous one, the current one that we've been utilizing, you know, it's alarming how fast the bottom started filling up. We're at a level, you know, we're not going to be doing it in the next 2 years. You know, probably five would be my best guess at this point. It really comes down to how we're able to slow things down. We have the changes with Ames and Story County, so we are slowing down our tonnage coming in, so that'll hopefully make a difference, obviously. And then use less dirt for cover and use a spray material, get some tarps going and preserve that space, and let's try to drag it out. So, you know, we could expand anytime we want to.
Sure.
But there's drawbacks. When you have that there, then you have to maintain it. You have to have it covered still. You have to utilize it in a certain time frame. So build it too soon, it's kind of a burden to maintain and deal with erosion and put garbage in and have additional horizontal space to cover. Wait too long and then it's too steep, so it's really hard to manage. So finding that perfect time. And fortunately, we have an engineering firm that can that's been doing this a while, and they can shed some wisdom and some advice on when's the best time to do that.
Should we get a bigger compactor?
Maybe. I think we have one of the larger ones out there.
I don't know if it's the largest, but as long as we. I don't know how much bigger they come.
Yeah, we have a big one.
I mean, that's part of the big thing. And you've done that analogy before. You know, your garbage can at home. Do you push it down? Give yourself a little more space. That's what you're trying to do.
Yep. Yeah, you're talking about the analogy with the garbage can. You know, if you fill it all the way up, you have 2-3 feet of garbage to try to push down. It's pretty tough to smash all that. But instead, if you every foot smash it down, it'd be easier. Every 6 inches, even easier, six, and squish it, because it's easier to compact smaller amounts than it is bigger amounts. So you slow down your tonnage that you're trying to smash. That'll help. And then also, you know, think about your younger child at home, you know, a 50-pound kid trying to push down onto the waist versus a grown adult, you know, a couple hundred pounds trying to push down, probably have a bigger impact. So a bigger compactor is probably going to do a better job. Yes, that makes sense. So we do have a large one. We have a smaller one and a bigger compactor as well.
By the way, he does the math on this, if you're wondering. We don't do math early in the morning very often. So. Some of the things coming up for you. Again, we are into the midst of the winter season for you. So obviously, what you'd still do your rotating Saturdays?
Yep. Every other Saturday, landfill hours. So we cut those back a couple years ago. Figuring to justify being open, frankly, because this Saturday we are open on the 8th, and then I think we're alternating through February, so it's every other, and then we're back in, I think, on March, every Saturday open. You know, hopefully the weather's wonderful by then. A lot of sarcasm on that one lately, it's cold out there. But if it would be nicer and then have more, more waste coming in, which... Not necessarily that we want that, but to justify being open. Sure. So we took out December, January, and February as our winter months to go every other week or two Saturdays a month, I should say, to be open during that time. And then we back up every Saturday in March through November. Okay. So, yeah, if you're wondering which Saturday, it's on our website, or just call ahead. Do ask, because we don't want you driving out and then being irritated that we're not open. But do check our hours. But, hopefully you understand when we're only bringing in, like, you know, 20-ton or something on a Saturday, it's kind of hard to justify that we're not paying the bills in that regard. So hold on to it for the next Saturday instead.
Once again, you don't do that when you have like a holiday coming up where you're going to be off the next.
Right.
We don't do that long of time. Try not to anyway. Big thing I did want to ask also, as we get to springtime, we have Keep Boone County Beautiful. You guys help with that, help steer the ship there. We do have people that might be interested in doing some litter cleanup and things like that. And you'd love them to do that.
Yep.
Even though it is going to end up in our landfill, but that's okay.
Yeah, there it is. Go out and get more stuff picked up, you know, so we can fill up our landfill earlier. Well, you know, the stuff shouldn't be out in our ditches anyway, so let's get it collected. Let's get it to the right spot. I know we've done that at home. We go on a walk, grab a plastic bag, and pick up a few things as we go. It's just the right thing to do. Let's keep our county beautiful. Let's keep it cleaned up as much as possible. If you want to adopt a section of road, we still have those spaces available as well. You go through the right program, I guess, the right steps to make sure it's an approved place to pick up, because we want to have space for you to do that safely. And then we'll supply bags and gloves and pick the stuff up. The bags up once you've collected it. So
we do what we can.
You bet.
We do what we can. And I know you guys are always available to go out and give presentations, answer questions from groups, organizations, kids. And right now we don't want to schedule any visits to the landfill, but maybe springtime or middle of summer or something. Those are things that people could do.
Yep. We do have ISU classes, Iowa State University engineer classes. They come out, do a field trip to the landfill. They're doing that, I think, next week, if it comes. I know it's in February. It's kind of touch and go on what kind of weather we're going to get for them. But they come out. They learn a little bit more. Engineers talk about the design of it, elevations, pitches, the permeability layers, stuff that's a little bit science. Out there. Yeah.
It's science of landfills. And again, we get pretty regular. The big thing is they get a chance to see it on our scale.
Yeah.
Again, there are much bigger landfills around and stuff like that. Fighting right. The same battle we are, as you've told mm-hmm. us before. They've got space issues.
Yes.
Yep. Anyway, people can always find out more, check the website, or give you a call at
433-0591.
There we go.
Yeah.
John Rosa, maybe next time we'll talk a little bit about, I'm thinking. Oh, we got some other topics I want to hit on. Branch out on a couple of other things, and we'll see
what
we can do. John Rosa, Landfill Administrator, Recycling Coordinator, our guest. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.